Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, and today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So we are here to talk to you today about what if you have gotten off track? So it's been proven that by this time of year, I think 80 to 90% of resolutioners have fallen off the wagon, so to speak. And maybe it was a Valentine's Day weekend of items that have maybe been eaten off plan, or you're not able to get to the gym because of the extremely cold weather and snow. Whatever it is that's throwing you off track, we're going to give you 5 tips to help you get back on track. So the first one that we are suggesting would be just committing to yourself. And basically that just means that everyone has a reason for starting. So you had a reason for setting that goal in January, or maybe, you know, if you're a prep lifer, you probably had this goal established before then. With the first of the year, but whatever that reason behind why you started, we want you to reflect on your why. So Chris, why don't you elaborate a little bit more on in terms of what we mean by this?
Sure. So your why is individual to you. So it's going to be something that you can connect with. It could be, you know, you're wanting to be healthier. It could be being a role model for your kids or maybe people in your community, or it could just be you wanting to look better. So your why is always going to be something that motivates you because it connects with you at a deeper level.
Yeah.
Does that kind of explain it?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I think a lot of my why stems from different aspects. So for one thing, I am a very competitive natured person. So for me, one of the reasons for my why is the challenge of challenging myself to better myself and, you know, try to beat my last package, not necessarily other competitors in that sense, but I want to constantly be improving. So that's one of my whys. Another reason is I want to be a role model to my athletes and to my family and my friends in terms of living a healthy lifestyle and having my actions align with those type of values. So what are they for you, yeah, Chris?
So I would say my why has constantly changed. And I think that's as I've evolved as an athlete over the years of competing. Initially, when I started, it was because I wanted to see what my body could do, like what I could, what level I could reach. But I found that my my follow through after the show was not great because I had already accomplished that goal. Like I saw what my body could do, how great it could look, and then it really didn't positively impact my reverse because I already had accomplished that why. As I continued in the sport, I would say the most profound why that really motivated me and led me to my pro card was when I made it something personal for me. And it stemmed from, honestly, coming from a very toxic relationship. And given the opportunity now that I was single to prove to myself that I could do this, like that I could push myself to new limits, that I was strong and that I was capable, and I was going to prove it to myself as a single woman that I could accomplish great things. And so that was my 2018 why of, you know, why I competed and led me to my pro card. And now, as a pro, I would say, just to be very candid, it's something that I think I need to reevaluate and find out. recently we talked about the four tendencies, and knowing that I am the obliger tendency, a lot of my external motivation comes from, you know, like Amy said, like I want to set a good example for my athletes as a coach, and I want to use the, you know, my journey through like prep as inspiration for people to reach them, not just like on a physical level, but to impact them at a deeper level. But I think also it's important, like I said earlier, to have a why that is specific for you. So I just encourage people, like if you do have an external motivator, that's not a bad thing, but also find your why that is specific and connected to your, to you as an individual. So that's something that I'm going to work on.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think a lot of people, you know, competing can help give them joy. It can give them fulfillment. It can give them the confidence that they never had before. Because when you put in this kind of work and you get these types of results, it really builds self-efficacy. And so maybe that's your why. Maybe you just need something to motivate you to break some bad habits, and competing is an outlet to really refine and help you with time management and discipline. Like Chris said, all of you will have your own unique why, but I think that it's important to write that down and really come up with a concrete answer. And as she mentioned as well, it's going to change throughout the seasons and throughout the years of competing. It's going to evolve. But right now, it's important, especially if you've gotten off track, to put that reflection of why you're doing this. This is a choice. We don't, when we start hearing our brain starting to like basically complain about, you know, I don't want to be tracking right now, I don't want to be eating this, these certain foods, we have to really bring ourselves back to our why. And because we don't have to do those things, it is a choice,
right?
And if we're not aligning ourselves with our why, it's going to be really hard to sustain. And those temptations like Valentine's Day, a box of chocolates, are going to come around and you're going to find yourself diving in because your why is just not strong enough. And it's important to put those in front of you. So put them somewhere that you're going to look at every day. I know that I had heard Celeste Rains-Turk, she was being interviewed, and she said that she puts hers on her mirror. So, you know, every day when she brushes her teeth, she takes a look at it. And to me, that would be something that I would begin and end my day with, is brushing my teeth. So I'm thinking about using that same practice. I really liked that idea. Some of you may want to use like a computer, if you know, but for me, I don't use my computer every day. I take Saturday and Sunday off. So I want to make sure that I'm affirming my why every day. So I think that's something that I'm going to try. Is there anything that you could share with our listeners on ways that they can really put that why in front of them?
That's great. I've been doing positive affirmations as reminders that pop up on my phone like once an hour. I think maybe incorporating my why into that would be really good, because I do use my phone every day, and it would be a really nice thing to kind of nicely interrupt your day to kind of refocus. So I may try that.
I like that. You know, right now I have my goal date, my show date on my wallpaper and my lock screen.
Yeah.
I think that just putting that phrase of what my why is on my phone, because that's something that I always have with me weekend. I think that's even more so than just brushing my teeth. You know, I look at my phone a lot more than I do my mirror in my bathroom. So good call.
That's a good idea.
Okay. So number two on our tips for that, why don't you go over that one, Chris?
Sure. So once you have your why, number two is make the decision and go. So if you you know, once you have your established reason of why you're implementing what you are into your daily habits and routines, there's a point where you just need to make the decision that you are going to go forward. And it's important, I think, to, you know, it helps eliminate your excuses or the your indecision of, am I doing this or am I not doing it? The decision is yes, you're going forward. And making sure that you're not looking backwards. A lot of times I think we can get distracted by, oh, I should have started sooner, or what if I had not done such and such yesterday? You're always keeping your eyes and your vision forward towards that goal, because that's going to help you keep moving in a positive direction.
Yeah, I always think of Shannon Day when she had the win the day motto. Basically, that just means that you're in charge of this 24 hours. We might not get any more than that. And it's so important to stay in the now and just, you know, it's those little actions that you do every day that no one is watching that really stack mm-hmm. up to that long-term goal. And I think I heard a pro being interviewed. They had a group of Olympians and they were kind of talking about their experience with the Olympia. They were all first timers. And one of them had mentioned that, you know, pros, I think it was Maya. She had said that, you know, pros are just like everyone else. They're human. They make those decisions every day. And it's those little decisions that they make constantly. They're not superhuman. You know, it's just daily actions that lead to an ultimate goal. And really anyone can do this sport. It's just a matter of making those excellent choices every day. And it is truly that choice, you know?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely think a lot of times when you're making a big shift, like if you're just starting prep and you've made a lot of changes within your routine, it's hard, but I notice the more that you implement them, the more times you say yes to that habit or yes to that activity, the more it becomes ingrained as just a natural habit. And so you will be faced with times where you're like, okay, what decision am I making here? Like, am I going to follow my meal plan or am I going to like dive into this other temptation? You'll have those moments, but I think it'll be less of a tug of war when you've already established, like you're saying, Amy, like self-efficacy, that you are making the decision to go in this direction. You know that you can do it and this has become a habit for you. So yeah, just don't give up. Make sure you keep moving forward in that direction, because it all builds on top of like making it a pattern and a behavior for your lifestyle.
Yeah. And I think we can all relate, you know, like when we're PMS or we've gone too long without having food, we know what that hunger beast feels like, you know, that carnal hunger where you're just ravenous. And I think at those times, it's important to really take a moment, look at your why, reflect back to number one, you know, go back to that first step and say, okay, why am I making this decision? This is how I'm feeling in this moment, but it's not aligning with the values that I'm trying to hone and emulate. So that wouldn't be the proper choice for me, even though it would give me that instant gratification in the moment. So I think this kind of segues into tip number three, which is just you need to build momentum by winning. And so when you feel off track, it's really easy to, you know, feeling insecure, you're going to have less confidence, you're going to feel like you failed, and it goes into a guilt cycle. And it can be that mentality where you're like, okay, well, I messed up, so I might as well mess up the whole thing mm-hmm. because it's already happened. Instead, you know, picking yourself up, taking that small win, like, okay, I did have this bite of chocolate, but I stopped myself, you know, I moved forward and I thought about, you know, what are my goals? What are my intentions? And what is this going to do for me? And I moved on. So Do you have anything to add on that build momentum piece?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's important to celebrate your victories, no matter how small they are. And I feel like if you can recognize those things, that like those are the small steps that can help you with the process of like continuing to succeed, like Amy's saying. I personally struggle with the perfectionism aspect of things, of like, okay, if I'm not executing everything the way that I know it can be done and I've struggled or I've messed up, that's where I think we can sometimes focus on too much of our faults or where we're not living up to this standard that we have in our brains. And then that can be just discouraging, and it can pull you away from feeling like you can succeed because you're so focused on what is not working. So, I think just making sure that, you know, you're being realistic about what you are achieving and where you're struggling, but you're also giving yourself some credit for those wins instead of always focusing on the flaws or the negatives. That will help you like fuel your fire to kind of keep going, because you have that, you have those excitement moments.
Yeah, exactly. And I think just establishing a routine and a pattern, it's like the hamster wheel. I think there's a book that is, it reflects on, it has like a picture of a hamster wheel and a person running on it. And at first, if, you know, as the hamster wheel is going, you're taking those like steps to kind of get it going. And then once you start, you know, making the footsteps, then it starts going fast, fast, fast. And I think that with your decisions, when you do get off track, just kind of looking at that next step and being like, okay, I need to make this little baby step and then this little baby step and all of those baby steps. And eventually I'm going to start building up the momentum into a sprint. And those just stack up. And I think that if you can look at a time of day to establish the habits that will lead you to your why and that end goal, then it's important. So maybe it's establishing a morning routine. Maybe it's a nighttime routine that you really need to work on. Do you have any sort of routines that have helped you along the way and helped with your momentum in being successful?
Yes. So I would echo that about the morning routine. That has been something that has been really helpful for me to make sure that I'm starting my day off feeling positive. So I'll get up extra early and I'll make sure that I'm reading something that is going to put my mindset in a focused and positive place. So either it's a devotional or it's an encouraging book. And then I will journal, just some gratitude, and also like any type of thing that's weighing on my heart, as you know, maybe like a prayer. And that actually like helps me start my day feeling like energized and refreshed, and that I'm not just throwing myself out of bed into a to-do list, because that makes me super anxious and feel really crazy. So that's just a everyday activity. As far as like making sure I'm executing my meal plan or my workouts, I have a weekly calendar where I will just write in what my workout routine is for the day. I'll budget in my rest days so that I know how to plan out the rest of my, you know, my calls with my clients, and everything is kind of like structured in that aspect. And then also too, I'll kind of look at my calendar and say, okay, I'll have extra time on Wednesday. I'm going to hit the grocery store, pick up such and such, because I'll have time Thursday morning to cook some extra food for like meal prep. Like I really try and plan it out so I'm not feeling like I'm going down last minute where I'm like, oh crap, I need to eat. I don't have any food in the house. Like now I need to go to the grocery store, and then I'm eating really late and just feeling stressed out. So planning for me helps mitigate a lot of that anxiety. On the flip side of things, I do have to make sure that I don't plan too far ahead, because that creates anxiety. So I really try and look at a week at a time for those main things on my to-do list that I know I need to do every day, like getting to the gym, getting my meals in, getting my work done. And then if I need to really like have like things set very organized so that I can execute everything without feeling like I'm running out of time, I actually plan one day in advance. So like at the end of today, I'll look at my schedule for tomorrow, make sure everything is pretty much blocked off with some flexibility in there. And that helps me just make sure that I'm organized and that I'm able to complete everything that I'm looking to do.
Good. Yeah. I've just recently adopted, I'm trying to be really intentional about just doing small wins, with the scale going the wrong way, you know, the opposite way. I'm trying to focus on habits that I can correct that will benefit me in the long term. So, when I started doing this the first week, I said, I'm going to, because when you think about it, like you can have all these like long list of imperfections and habits that you want to change, but it's really overwhelming to try to tackle all of them at once. So, every Sunday I sit down and I work out the small mini goal that I'm going to accomplish that week. And the first week was eliminating sugar-free ketchup. I thought it would be impossible. it was really adding a lot of extra calories to my food. And I was just pouring it on and I wasn't tracking it. So I replaced that with, I think it's called tajin. It's just like a lime. It's like a Mexican, like spice type of thing. And I literally did not notice the difference. I mean, really, I was just focused on not utilizing the ketchup, but the result of that, by the end of the week, I had lost inches in every spot. My weight had dropped like organically, just, well, because I was probably eliminating so many calories by just that extra condiment. And that gave me, you know, really good momentum for the next week when I subbed out all of my dairy for my vegan protein powder. You know, I switched everything out into more whole foods and less dairy. So that was just the mini goal for that week. My next one is to eliminate all alcohol. So I just feel like every week I'm going to do like a little thing that's just going to, even though I was completely tracking my alcohol, it's not like I wasn't accounting for it. I just feel like it's not serving me for my physique goals. Even though it is tracked. So that's my goal for this week. And I also have a habit tracker on the regular that I do every day. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to go through this short little.
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay. So stick to nutrient dense foods 90% of my eating day. Drink 1 gallon of water per day. Aim for 10 to 12,000 steps. Eat protein at each meal. Foam roll and stretch daily. Complete my ab vacuums daily. Practice posing. So they're just little simple things that don't take a whole lot of time, but I just kind of check them off. You know, I had been slacking on my ab vacuums. So I just do it right before I get out of bed. And it actually helps my HRV numbers too. So that's kind of encouraging whenever I do my ab vacuums. So before I get out of bed, I make sure that I ab vacuum in my bed. And it's pinned it with a habit that already happens. Like my alarm goes off. So that triggers me like, okay, I've got to do these. Whereas before I was just randomly putting my ab vacuums in. And then my next habit's going to be starting back with my fasted cardio. I just feel like I push myself harder when, and I don't have anything competing with that time when I do it. So, instead of just throwing it in here and there, I just felt like I was doing like a little bit before my workout, a little bit after. And so that's going to be my next habit. But those are just some examples of things. I know I kind of rambled for a while there.
No, but that's great. But that's really important that you, one, wrote it down and you gave it a time. Because I had to do the same thing with, like, I had to keep posing with my workout. Like, I had to do it before I worked out and made it a routine. Same thing with, like, warming up. Like, and now I don't even think about those things. It's just, I just know that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But I like that that's how you establish them. And that's encouraging me because I set monthly goals, but I think making it even smaller, like weekly goals, makes it still feel like you're winning. And makes it more feasible because it's less of like a big chunk. So I like that a lot.
Yeah. And when you don't want a scale goal right now, really, it's just, it's nice to be able to like put my mind at something else where I feel like I'm being successful, but I still know that it's going to work me towards, you know, even though I'm in the improvement season and the scale is not supposed to be going down, I'm supposed to be building muscle in a surplus of calories. I have that feeling of accomplishment every week when I go back because my reflection journal says, how did you do on last week's goal? And so I have to say that. And to me, like, ooh, that just keeps me very accountable. So I guess that kind of leads to number four, because we already talked about like planning out our day and making it successful and tracking our habits. So I kind of went into number four before I jumped ahead. So did you have anything to add on that one?
No, I think that was great. I think actually that piggybacks really nicely in number five with your habit tracker, creating more accountability.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very, very true. And I think that, so my gym partner and I, we were talking about the other day how, you know, it was so cold yesterday, and we both of us did not want to go to the gym, and the roads were bad. And we both kind of like giggled. We were like, nothing's going to stop us. But, you know, just having us to be like, okay, well, she's going to show up, so I need to show up. And mm-hmm. we push each other in that manner. I think that that's a huge accountability factor. Yeah. So do you have anything to add on that one with accountability?
Not that I can think of. I definitely feel like, for me, being a coach with Glam Girl, that has been like a big accountability thing because, you know, you're responsible for other people's fitness and their health. And I think I love, Amy, that you are always one willing to walk the walk. And that's something that I feel is a responsibility as a coach too. So I feel a lot of accountability actually from having my clients, and like, there will be times where I'll talk to, you know, a client of mine and she'll say, I really like to wake up earlier in the morning, just get my day started at an earlier hour. I feel like I could accomplish more. And, you know, I'll say, you know what, let's be accountability partners because that's something I want to do too. And I think it's just really nice to be within a community of people who are like-minded, whether you're a coach, whether you're an athlete, so that's where I've found a lot of value is in that. And I think it's important to share with people close to you. Like, you know, I've had family or friends and right now my boyfriend, where there's things that I want to accomplish. And so I think it's very important to find someone that you can trust and share those things with because they'll help you in honoring yourself in that aspect. Like, for me to be able to accomplish such and such goal and follow through with it is honoring myself. So, yeah, I know a lot of people tell me their kids hold them accountable too, especially when they want to go snack in the pantry.
They're like, Mom, that's not on your meal.
Yeah. Yeah. So they come in all sizes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it brings me to the last thing that I will say about accountability, utilizing social media for that reason. And some people might think it's like vain or whatever. I don't know. I don't really care because I do it for myself with accountability. To take like a selfie after I work out, I really just do it just because I want to be accountable, like for myself to show up. I'm not doing it because like I want to take like a picture of myself in the mirror. It's just something that, you know, like why I take pictures of like my food and things. I want it to be accountable, and that's one of the ways that I can do that and show like, you know, I'm putting in the work and things like that. So
I love
that's
that.
Another way that I kind of utilize social media for accountability for myself. So
that's great. Yeah. I definitely have noticed that too, like what I'll post. Like I've started doing that too, like posting just either like an exercise or something at the gym. Or like a meal that I'm eating, but it makes me like stop because I'm like, okay, if this meal, like for example, this meal is like not pretty or it's in a plastic container and I'm just trying to like rush through it, like it doesn't look good on social media, but it also reminds me like, okay, we talk about these things in the podcast of like, what are good like eating behaviors? So it kind of like makes me stop and check and be like, oh yeah, like I should put this on a plate and like be a little bit more intentional about like how it looks. And so yeah, I do see social media could be positive in that aspect. I love that you do that, Amy.
Oh, thank you. So I think that wraps up the episode. We've gone through all five, and just to recap, number one is basically find your why and commit to yourself. And number two is make the decision and go. So take action. Number three is build momentum by winning. So stack those habits up. And number four is planning out your day for success. So scheduling in those practices to make it happen. And number five is create more accountability. So just, you know, put tons of layers. Your coach isn't your only accountability. Your check-in isn't your only accountability. You need to have several layers and have, you know, I always joke that it takes a village to build a bikini competitor. you know, I think that we need support from our community and, you know, we need to be accountable to lots of different people. And that can only help us be more successful in achieving that ultimate goal. So with that, we will conclude this episode. Please be sure to subscribe so that you are notified of future episodes. And we would always love and appreciate if you enjoyed this content. Please, you know, send us a message. Let us know if it's something that you enjoyed. Tag us on your story on Instagram. We're at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. You can also, if you feel so kind to do so, leave a rating or review. We sure do appreciate it. We are an unfunded podcast, and any kind of positive words can only help other people that are also interested in the same type of topics find us. So this is Amy Enger, your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.